Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Over 60 scholars have now joined together in signing a document that says that the Supreme Court opinion on marriage that was issued on June 26 in a 5-4 opinion has no constitutional authority whatsoever. It is a stunning document, but it is a reissuing of very similar statements that Liberty Counsel and many, many other leaders have already signed on to even before that opinion came out. That is part of our marriage pledge. We're going to be talking, however, about this new document that is now a coalition of over 60 scholars that says the same thing that we've been speaking about here and in other places. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, what we have here are schools and professors of various rank and levels that teach at Princeton, Oxford, Notre Dame, Boston, Boston College, Michigan State, Kansas State, Vanderbilt, and Hillsdale, the University of Toronto and the University of Nebraska, and other places as well. And they all state that the Supreme Court's decision, quote, has no more claim, close quote, to being the law of the land than, quote, Dred Scott versus Sanford had when President Abraham Lincoln condemned that pro-slavery decision as an offense against the very Constitution that the Supreme Court justices responsible for that atrocious ruling purported to be upholding, close quote. That's part of the statement from this document of over 60 scholars.
Yeah, and the timing is great, and it's wonderful that these 64 top legal scholars in the U.S. are coming out and stating the obvious here. And, you know, when one branch of government unconstitutionally usurps authority and attempts to impose its will upon both other branches of government and millions of Americans, then it takes we the people to stand up and push back. But all of this sounds vaguely familiar. I remember kind of one or two lone voices, you, myself, and a few others, before this decision even came down, saying that if they went this route, this would be akin to Dred Scott, it would be illegitimate. And when you have these 64 scholars, not to mention four additional legal scholars, four United States Supreme Court justices, sitting Supreme Court justices, and the Chief Justice himself, essentially saying the same thing, that this has no grounding in the Constitution, that it is illegitimate. Justice Alito saying effectively that it is absolutely illegitimate. It needs to be treated as illegitimate. And there is power in numbers. And the more people that come together and treat this ruling as it is, as illegitimate, the better.
Yeah. In fact, we did a marriage pledge. Deacon Keith Fournier and I co-drafted that, and you and many others signed on to that, including some of the top leaders in the country. Some of the top, Franklin Graham signed on to that as well. That was before the June 26 opinion. And in that opinion, in that marriage pledge, we stated the very same thing, that the Supreme Court would have no authority to have a pro-same-sex marriage ruling, and that if they did, it would be akin to the Dred Scott decision or the Buck versus Bell decision. The Dred Scott decision is the decision by the racist Chief Justice Taney. It was a 7-2 decision. And actually, never even when you look at it, technically, there was never even a majority ruling in that case, which is unbelievable. But it was an opinion by Taney that said Dred Scott did not have the rights of citizenship to bring this lawsuit, and therefore dismissed his case. And he had a number of things that he stated in there about how blacks are inferior beings and the unhappy race and all these other racist comments. That is a decision that no one will defend today, and it wasn't defensible back then. And we said if the Supreme Court went the wrong way on marriage, it would be in the same camp as the Dred Scott. Well, now these 64 scholars that signed on to this are saying the same thing. They cite to James Madison, who in 1788 said this about the balance of powers. He said the several departments being perfectly coordinate by the terms of their common commission, neither of them, it is evident, can pretend to an exclusive or superior right of settling the boundaries between the respective powers. You know, that's a quote that I have in my book, Eternal Vigilance, Knowing and Defending Your Religious Rights. They also go on to say that they remind all the office holders of the United States that they are pledged to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and I'm quoting, not the will of five members of the Supreme Court. And they also call on all federal and state office holders to, quote, refuse to accept Obergefell, which is that opinion, as binding precedent for all but the specific plaintiffs in that case. And they then go on to say that they are asking the presidential candidates to do one of all four of these things. They list them. Number one, treat Obergefell as not the law of the land, but rather to, once again, quote Justice Alito, look at it as an abuse of judicial power. And two, refuse to recognize Obergefell as creating a binding rule controlling on other cases or on their own conduct as president. Three, to appoint judges and justices who respect the constitutional limitations of their power. And four, to support the First Amendment Defense Act to protect the conscience and free speech rights of those who hold fast to the conjugal understanding of marriage as the union of a husband and a wife. I mean, this is a very significant statement by over 60 scholars.
Powerful, very powerful. They note that, and this is a quote, Lincoln warned that for the people and their elected leaders to treat unconstitutional decisions of the Supreme Court as creating a binding rule on anyone other than the parties to the particular case would be for, quote, the people to have ceased to be their own rulers, having to that extent practically resigned their government into the hands of that imminent tribunal. And that's what we've been saying all along, Matt. If the Supreme Court, if the law is whatever the judges say it is, whatever these radical change agents determine that it is, then the law is nothing at all, and the Constitution is nothing at all. And so this is, you know, we live under a judiciocracy at that point, and that is not a constitutional.
You know, I'm just finishing up a book on the Dred Scott decision, which goes through the whole analysis of the Dred Scott opinion back in the 1800s. And they have quotes that come out of the newspapers in Chicago and other places, in New York and other places. And then they have quotes of Democrats and Republicans who are elected officials. And it's amazing when you read some of these quotes that come out of the newspapers where they're saying the same thing, that Dred Scott was an illegitimate opinion. Of course, some in the South that were dominated by Democrats were saying the opposite. And the interesting thing is when you line up the Democrats and the Republicans, the Democrats were saying that they need to obey the Dred Scott opinion. It's the law of the land. The case is settled. Let's move on. And the Republicans were saying, no, it's not the law of the land. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. It's just an opinion of a few people on the Supreme Court, and we should not respect it. Well, yeah, obviously, history sided with the Republicans in that particular debate rather than the Democrats. It's a shameful history when you go back and look at what some of these individuals said about Dred Scott. And now, as we have a clarity about the illegitimate nature of that, and I think we're in the same situation, Matt, with this marriage opinion.
Well, there's no question about it, and now people need to stand firm and engage in civil resistance.
Well, and you know, you have the leading Democrats saying the same thing that they are today about the marriage opinion that they said about Dred Scott back in the 1800s. Now, but there's some voices out there that are recognizing the illegitimacy of this opinion, and these 60-some scholars are adding to that chorus of voices. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, or call us toll-free. Again, the website is lc.org. You can also go to the Marriage Pledge, and that is defendmarriage.org. That is where the Marriage Pledge is located. There's lots and lots of people and leaders who have signed on to that Marriage Pledge. I encourage you to look at it and sign your own name on that Marriage Pledge as well. Join the chorus of individuals who are drawing a line in the sand and who are now recognizing that this particular opinion of five lawyers has no grounding in the Constitution, none at all. And for us to just simply lay down our brains to that kind of nonsense and say that this has a binding precedent across the country, we have given up our freedom if we come to that point. So get educated, learn about this issue, support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial contributions. Visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.